Caregiving is something Emmy Timimbang knows about. She just produced a special about someone many people care about, Willie Kay. She and I worked together at KITV decades ago, and it was fun to catch up. Timimbang and Willie are also dear, longtime friends, and they invite you to spend part of the Thanksgiving holiday with them with the show, which is all about the attitude of gratitude.
You know, his attitude of illness, you know, and I, you know, I remember asking him, is this reversible? This was 2 years ago. He said, no, I just have to go on clinical trials and whatever they have, whatever the flavor of the month medication. I mean, he just made fun in a good way, just to keep positive. But I've been following him for 2 years, and yeah, it's been hard on him lately, more so than before. And so I think he's kind of reaching a place where he's a lot more thoughtful about the future. And, you know, he said, sick or no sick, we really don't know how much time we have. And he says, you just have to own the moment that's right in front of you.
And you have a way of telling stories, but this story with Willie is special to you.
Yeah, it started a long, long time ago when I first heard about this bad Okole, you know, Willie Kay with the bandana and the, you know, the Delilah or Samson hair. And I said, okay, I can do that interview. So he said, meet me up at Tantalus. And I said to my cameraman, you better be right there because I don't know what this guy's up to. And he came on his motorcycle and he said, hey, come, get on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on the 6 o'clock news leading it instead of a feature. But it was sort of interesting. I never did quite, no, I did ask him because I did ride and I hung on to him. And I said, so how long you been doing this, Mr. Willie Kay? Oh, I just started last week. I'm going down Tantalus. But it was really an interesting sign of things to come. Because our friendship has been over 25 years, and you know, I followed him, and in fact, he used to tell my husband, because his big moment was O Holy Night,
yes,
and my
beautiful
Christmas show, and he told my husband, hey, only your Filipino wife can get me to wear a tuxedo and shoes, and shiny shoes, and I don't even have Filipino blood.
And for folks who don't know, Emmy's husband is Jim Burns, Judge Burns, who passed. And he had an illness, and you took care of, you were his caregiver for a long time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we both do news,
yes,
but man, getting temperature and looking at how to crush pills and make it into liquid form, because my husband had throat cancer, so I had to take care of him with a feeding tube. And it's just another skill set, Catherine. I mean, it's not like television, right? So I was stressed. I was my husband's lifeline. I'd never been in that position before. So it was a really difficult, difficult time.
And then you had some health challenges of your own.
Well, the health challenges was first. And I had a ruptured brain aneurysm. And my husband and I would argue, and he'd go, hey, you're not supposed to go before me. You know, and I said, well, I can't help that. But high blood pressure, which is something all Filipinos have because it's DNA and diet, and that's what caused it. But my neurologist said it's been the years of deadlines. And now I have a whole other definition of the word deadline.
Oh, okay. So when Willie called to tell you about his illness, I mean, you had come from a place then where you'd gone through the stresses of dealing with healthcare.
Yeah, and the same illness, cancer. And I was devastated. I thought, oh no, God, please, I can only handle so much, right? Because I had taken care of my mom and different relatives. And cancer is so prevalent. I mean, it's got to be an epidemic, you know? But I promised Jim, who loved Willie Kay, they were pretty much best of friends, that I would do this, you know? And before my husband died, he said, hey, you better do something on Willie. And I said, yeah. But he didn't. It wasn't about his illness. It was supposed to be about his life and how he's transformed from heavy rock metal to Nisandharma, you know, Pavarotti in one full swoop. I mean, he is so talented. And I never understood that until I had an interview with, Jack Johnson, Willie Nelson, Steve Tyler, Marty Dredd, Mick Fleetwood. And they all said that Willie is a phenomenon. I mean, there's no one like him. He can just jump on stage with us, be our backup. You don't have to tell him what key or what chords. He just jumps in and he's there and he does it perfectly. And, you know, so here's Willie Kay as we know him, this fabulous all genre of music. And now, you know, you're going to hear him talk and see his a deeper side to him. In fact, Robert Pennybacker, one of my co-writers and co-producers, said he is so astute. He is so full of wisdom. And I never knew that side of him either until this moment. And when, you know, as we were getting closer, I said, hey, when do you think we can do this? Because I've been exhausted, Catherine. Even though my husband's been gone for almost 3 years, it was very difficult for me. I said, can I do this next year, you know, for 2020? And it was Willie who said, nah, we do them sooner than later. That's all he needed to tell me. You know, there was no other explanation. And I think because we've been good friends, you know, the fewer words, you get it. And he knew I had just gone through this with Jim. So it's in his own way that he's saying, yeah, time to do it. Let's do it. This guy grew up on Oahu. He went from Kohio Park Terrace to his life now. And he says in the interview, if you wouldn't have noticed, I would probably have been in prison. I mean, I would be in prison right now if I was still living at the Terrace. And, you know, short of him saying how bad he was and how awful his life was, he had 14 siblings, two different families, and they were blended. And he had hanai, you know, Hawaiian style. So he was always sort of the person to take care of everybody. And, you know, that's the Hawaiian style. And he's full-blooded Hawaiian, which brings up another important thing why I feel this story is got to reach more people, and that is a recent study came out that Hawaiians, male in particular, have the highest mortality rate for cancer. It just came out, and I'd kind of known this, and, you know, so Willie was sharing, and he does on TV, he goes, my father died of cancer, my grandfather died of this, and my brother just died last week, you know, and his sister's on radiation. You just sit there and you think, and yet the man is the most talented entertainer to come out of Hawaii, and he's just doing what he can to take care of his family and extended family. Because somebody said, how come he's singing so much? Why doesn't he just stay home and rest? Because it's a need, a necessity. And he told me just the other day, hey, if I go on stage, that's the way I want to go. I said, really? He said, yeah, I'm not afraid. I said, you're not afraid? I mean, you don't have any fear? And he goes, I'm done with the fear. I've already experienced it. And he says, every day I look at my two daughters, you know, I can't fear because I have to think about what I can do for them now. I mean, it's...
He's so generous in heart.
But he's also, you know, so forwarding in his thinking. And that's why he says, you cannot be depressed. He actually says it while he's going through, the radiation. He goes, you cannot be depressed. I think he goes, depression shortens your life. But if you live for every moment, it extends. And, you know, maybe that's the part of my doing this that made such a difference for me. And I've really come to understand. I mean, after I lost my husband, I was so, you know, I was a mess. And now when I think about Willie and how positive he is, but he knows the outcome. Unless there's a miracle. I mean, nobody can play God. And I wouldn't be the first to do that. But he's just making each moment matter.
I think the last time I saw him, he was singing at the Aloha Tower Marketplace. And I just, was so, I was just marveling at his diversity, you know, because he sang everything from A to Z. Just fabulous.
Well, like I mentioned, those iconic musicians, yes. How they talk about him.
And his influence, yeah.
So, so what is the takeaway on this, and why was it Thanksgiving night? I just kind of felt that his attitude of gratitude was so profound, and coming from this Hawaiian guy, you know, local style and local attitude, it was so different. And I told Willie, I said, Willie, you have a message, not just for your people, but for all of us. And, and he really does, but, he doesn't spend time beating on his chest or anything. He just kind of humbly takes each moment at a time. I mean, the hardest story I ever had to do, because it breeds of what I just went through and my love for my husband and how much I miss him, And so I've learned, too, that you cannot waste time with people because you just don't know when the last time will be.
So share a hug with Willie Kay this Thanksgiving. Emmy's show airs at 8 p.m. Thursday on KGMB, and then will be rebroadcast on later dates on KHNL and K5. You can also catch him next week at the Blue Note. La tua presa.